This is the BBC, and it's going bald.
Oh, blast! It's come out again. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
How did it suit you, Jim?
Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC have decided to draw back their veil of secrecy and announce to the listeners a Merry Christmas and custard. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Who threw that second-hand Christmas pudding at me eye?
Quick, Jock Snare, turn his teeth behind his back before he can eat it.
I'll get you finished.
Stop this! Spelt S-T-O-P with a capital gain. How dare you chain up Wallace's dinner manglers during the greedy gut season, huh? What? Just for that, Mr. Sellers.
He's going broody.
Just for that, Mr. Sellers. I'll let the world hear this recording of your bedroom at dawn.
What? It's all lies, I tell you. It's lies.
Well, make up your mind.
It's lies. I've given up motor cars, I tell you. I haven't been near a car since dawn this morning last night. I'm cured of cars. I tell you, I don't need cars anymore. I'm learning to walk with sticks. I'm cured, I tell you. I haven't seen a car for days. Cars! I've got to have cars. Lots of cars. You've got to have cars.
Hold him down, Ned, while I give him this injection of car polish.
Peter, this is going to hurt a little.
So saying, he hit me.
That word, oh, was said by Peter Sellers in the absence of a man called Fred Fatang. But hark, what light through yonder window breaks?
Message for you.
Ah, Merry Christmas bells. And what's this?
The bell.
He didn't have much of a part.
I do.
I say, you look like a sporting man. I'll place my half a crown here. Now then, can a lady with a wooden leg change a pound note?
Can a lady with a wooden leg change a pound note? Of course she can.
No, she cannot.
Why not?
She's only got half a knicker.
Thank you. And for the quarter people, ta. Part one. Will the cars take up their positions? On your Alfreds, get set. If the audience get on their marks, they too will be able to follow the show. Get set!